Welcome to the Divine Connection Podcast. I'm your host, Christina Arroche, and together we are walking the path of discovering your true self and the alignment with your soul. Through these conversations, you will experience a deeper level of connection with yourself and the universe, and most importantly, you will trust in your spiritual journey ahead. Let's begin. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode. I am so excited because today we have another channeling session, and I am being joined today by Jamie. So welcome, Jamie. I'm so excited to have you here today.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here.
Yay. Awesome. So to get started, I would love for you to share with us, you know, a little bit of, in terms of your context, where you're at right now on your journey, and of course, what question or questions you have for the angels today.
Okay, great. So currently, I guess a little short story, just I started noticing repeating numbers. And so I was super curious as to why I kept seeing them. And this is years ago. And that's when I came across your information. And it totally resonated. So from there, I felt like I was able to establish a deeper connection with my angels. And so now currently, I guess I just have some questions or just really want some guidance regarding my career. I've been trying to get out of the field that I'm in because I want to go into something I'm more passionate about, something that I can see myself doing for the rest of my life. And, you know, that's going to fall in line, better in line with my principles and where I'm at, you know, spiritually. And I have found myself taking another job right in the same field that I'm trying to leave. So I feel like I'm not aligning to what I really want, or somehow I'm blocking what I really want. And for the first time, you know, I feel like I'm pretty worthy. I feel like I've got some great, I feel like I'm worthy for the first time, but still there's some blockages, I think. So just asking for some guidance around that.
Okay. I love this so much. And I'm just going to start off by sharing the three angels that are coming forward for you. Just as you were speaking, I saw them coming through. So Angel Celeste is one of them. Archangel Gabriel is another. And Archangel Jophiel is the third one. So these three, it's like your trio, I feel like, that are coming in to support you with this process. So the first thing that they're saying is that with the current job, or like what the job that you recently accepted, you know, in that kind of thing, it feels like they're talking about how each opportunity that presents itself and each kind of decision that we make has an opportunity to support us with where we desire to go. So what they're saying is to not view that, like, where you're at right now as like, you know, sidestepping or like not moving forward. They're talking about it in the sense of it's part of your growth process and part of your evolution that's going to lead you. That's almost like a stepping stone towards where you desire to go. So that's the first thing that's coming from Angel Celeste. That's what she's saying to you right now. So it's kind of like, okay, this is where I am right now. And it is amazing for you to also now be in the awareness of the fact that, you know, you know that this isn't the place that where you want to be long term. And so that right there already is setting the foundation for where you're meant to go and what you're meant to create for yourself. So the next thing that I want to ask you is, do you have a clear idea or vision of where you want to go, or what kind of work you do want to be doing? Or is that part of your self-discovery process right now where you're like, I just know that it's not this, and I know that it's something that I want to fulfill, like that feels fulfilling to me, but I don't really know exactly what it is, and you're also in the discovery. Is that part of it for you too?
Actually, for the first time, I actually do know where I want to go.
Okay.
So, awesome. Yeah, I do know where I want to go. And prior to me wanting to leave this career, I didn't know where I want to go, but I have since found where I want to go.
Okay. That's amazing, because with that clarity of where you know where you want to go, that actually creates like it creates like a direct connection to that, we'll say that manifestation, You know, it creates a direct link to that thing because you're like, I have my eyes set on that thing right there, so I know where I'm going. You know what I mean? So the next thing that's coming through right now, so now Archangel Gabriel is the one who's coming forward and he's showing it to me. So so he's showing me a daily practice that you can do that's going to help support you in getting yourself energetically into the space and deeper in connection and basically in alignment with where you desire to go. And what he's showing me right now is a practice where, you know, you can do this kind of more in like a meditative state, but it's basically visualizing how you would call on Archangel Gabriel and he's going to come in and bring to you this like it's like a stream of white energy that kind of covers you, that surrounds you. And it's almost like a way of him enveloping your energy in the frequency and in the energetic connection to where you're going. So if you think of the version of you that is already living that life or in that career, in that job, like doing the thing, you know, it's like that's what he's surrounding your energy in that version of you. So in your meditative state, when you're connecting with that energy, what he's asking for you to do is to become aware of what are the characteristics of that version of you that we'll call future version of you, right? What are the characteristics of that, those aspects of you that you are becoming? And so he's saying that as you then, because there's a twofold reason for this. One is for you to become aware of what are certain characteristics of that version of you that maybe you're not necessarily always in tune with or connected to in your present life, which then gives you the awareness of like, oh, okay, this is how my future self would say this or think about this or make decisions around this. So let me embody that now. You know, and so he's saying that through that embodiment of like in this current moment, you being tuned into what that future version of you would say or do or whatever, you are becoming her. And in the becoming of her, you are manifesting, you are literally becoming the energetic match and alignment to what the environment, what the career, what everything else looks like for her. You know, and so this is now the next thing that they're saying. Again, still Archangel Gabriel and Archangel Jophiel, but they're saying, like what you had mentioned, which is a really important piece around, you know, you truly feeling worthy of this and truly feeling worthy of creating the life that you desire for yourself. That's such that is such a huge important piece in this. And what they're saying is that now it's about you now recognizing that you get to like do the things, take the action, take the steps that make it happen. You know what I mean? Because it is part of the process where you say like, okay, what's the next step for me? What action do I need to take right now to make that happen? You know what I mean? Because it's not just like, okay, I've decided that this is what I desire and I'm worthy of it, so universe bring it to me. You know, it's like you're working together to do it. You know what I mean? So you're working with the divine, you're working with the angels, with the universe to support you with this process. Okay, so with everything that I just said right now, do you have any questions for me so far?
Yes, the one thing that came to my mind is so the current job that I am, it's very emotionally and physically taxing. And so while I'm in the middle of it, I tend to lose focus because I guess I have n nothing in my cup because the job is so taxing. So I guess what are some things that I can do to stay focused and to stay where I need to be?
Yes. That's such a great question. So there's a couple of things that I see coming through, and this is actually where I see Archangel Jophiel coming through to support you. So the first thing is that if before you go to your job, you know, in the first thing in the morning or whenever you have a moment before you go, is to connect, do that exercise with Archangel Gabriel that I just shared with you. So that exercise where you're connecting with your future self. And then the other thing that Archangel Jophiel is showing me is it's connecting to your own power. So she's showing it to me as like connection to your sense of power, which is essentially helping you to harness this deeper connection with I know who I am, and despite the environment that I may be in, so aka if I'm in, a more stressful, more taxing environment, I'm not losing sight of who I am. So the way that you're going to do that with Archangel Jophiel is, again, you can actually combine it in the same kind of exercise or routine as with Archangel Gabriel. Is with Archangel Jophiel, then you're going to connect to your solar plexus chakra, because that's the space of where your power lies, right? Like right in that kind of like gut abdominal area. It's like that's your sense of your power. And with Archangel Jophiel, you're going to ask her to guide you in connecting with that space within you and simply allowing. So what the word that she's saying that she's using is activating your power. And the way that I see it, what she's visually showing me is if you can imagine that kind of like yellowish, goldish, fiery energy in your solar plexus, how that just becomes more like more bright, a little bit more expanded, a little bit more like this beautiful roaring fire inside of you. You know what I mean? Almost like lighting that up is what she's showing it to me, how I see it. And so then from there, it's going to be like simply being in the awareness of, oh yeah, I know who I am. Like it's like an affirmation to yourself. I know who I am. I know what I'm here to do, right? And that also, those words and that clarity around who you are is going to become even more clear as you do that exercise with Archangel Gabriel. So you're going to become even more aware, like this is who I am, right? And so this is a really powerful thing that you can also further integrate through journaling as well. So one of the things that I remember I used to do at the very beginning of my journey, when I was like really beginning to embody this work as a channel and as a healer and all these things, is I would write like, I am a channel for the divine. I am, blah, 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 this. I am here to do this, right? So like I would say that over and over and over again in my journaling to really integrate what that is. So whatever that is for you, the whatever the link is, whatever the words are, you know what I mean? That's really going to resonate with you as you do that exercise with Archangel Gabriel, as you kind of like connect to your power, is going to really anchor in that truth of who you are, the truth of what you're here to do. And that even though in this moment you're going to a job, you're going to an environment that isn't fully what you want or what fully lights you up, you know that it's temporary. And you know that just because you're in that environment, I feel the sense of you affirming to yourself, just because I'm there doesn't take away from who I truly am. Like I feel like a key thing for you. Just because I'm in this current situation where it feels very taxing or emotionally draining or whatever, it doesn't take away from who I truly am on the inside, you know? And like over and over and over again. And that really builds this deep, strong connection inside of you. Like, I know who I am. You know what I mean? And that is also then going to further propel you forward into the space that you desire to go. Because as you build that and create that and really form this identity of how you perceive yourself, of being that person, being that version of you, it's like everything in your environment that doesn't align with that will naturally start to fall away, you know, and you'll naturally be led into where you truly desire to go. You know what I
I
mean?
do. Yeah.
Does that make
It
sense?
totally makes
Okay,
sense. Thank you
good.
for that.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, one thing that I also want to add that I'm seeing right now is we talked about the beginning of your work day, like before you go to work. I also see energy coming through for when you get home, like at the end of your day or whatever, to kind of just help you to clear whatever you did or went through or experienced in your day that, so it doesn't like continue to drain your energy. And I see you bringing in a rainbow colored energy in, like once you get home or whatever. And it's literally like a rainbow energy that's coming down from above, and it just continues to start circling around you. And the intention that you set as you bring that energy down is help cleanse my energy and release anything that is not in alignment or in connection with who I truly am. And it releases like any lingering connections, maybe if you know, conversations with other people, things that you did, whatever you might be thinking about that's work related, like totally disconnecting that and letting that go and like leaving it there and like putting it back at work so that when you're in your home and when you're away from that space, you're just like, oh yeah, I'm fully plugged back in and I like feel really good. And it's like boosting your energy back. You know what I mean?
So that would
Yeah.
be sort of like getting myself into a meditative state and really picturing this rainbow energy around me for the purpose of cleansing and
Yep.
releasing. Okay.
Yep. Exactly.
Okay.
Yep. That's exactly it.
I love it.
Yeah. And it's super simple
Yeah.
too. It's so simple, but it's very
Okay.
effective. You know what I mean? You
Yes.
don't have to do anything crazy. It's like just simple things
And
like
I love
that,
the
you
simplicity
know?
of that too.
Yes. We do not have to overcomplicate
Yeah.
things, you
Yeah.
know? So, yeah. And then on if there's days where it feels like, you know, something significantly like more draining happen or whatever, then you can also support yourself physically, meaning like either, you know, an Epsom salt bath, for example, or like having Chris like holding crystals and like more of like a physical touch, like, or you know, being outside, putting your feet on the ground, grounding yourself, that kind of thing, you know. So a more physical connection to help cleanse your energy can be helpful when things feel extra draining, but it's not always necessary like every single day. I feel like the energetic support is going to be enough for you, for the most part. You know what I mean?
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. What other questions do you have
You
for
know,
me?
I've been really drawn to lately my sacral chakra and everything that defines the sacral chakra, you know, joy. Mainly joy is the word that keeps coming up for me because, again, with my current circumstances and career, sometimes it's hard to really embody joy just because it can be so physically taxing. And so I just was wondering if there's any messages regarding my sacral chakra and anything around that.
Yes, I feel immediately. Yes, there is. Archangel Joophiel again is the one who's coming forward, and what she's showing me is the connection to your joy in the sacral chakra. The I feel like the we'll call it the middleman, whatever, is pleasure, and that's really like helping you to find things like in life that bring you pleasure. So let's say you really enjoy even just like something simple where you're like, I just really want to sit outside and enjoy a beautiful cup of coffee that's like hot and like delicious and whatever. Like, and that's that in that moment, you're like, this feels so good right now. Like that's what I mean when I say that sense of pleasure that's simple, that's easy to find, that it's not like you have to like go out and do something crazy or whatever. But what she's saying is it's connection to the things that give you pleasure in life in your day to day. That again are simple things, but that sometimes we're not in the awareness of, oh, this actually feels really good to me right now. You know what I mean? And so it's this, and it feels like the other thing that she's showing me is that actually like feeling into your sacral will guide you into where or what is the thing that your being craves in that moment that gives you that pleasure. Do you know what I mean? So if it's like I said, like I just want to sit outside, enjoy the sun and drink my coffee, like this feels really good right now, you know, or I really desire to go out to the beach, or you know what I mean? Like whatever the thing is that you like to, or I really just want to read a book right now. That is like what your sacral is like almost like the guide that's like this is the thing. You know what I mean? And so when you are able to have those moments throughout your day that are, again, like I said, like just small things, but that you're connecting it with the sensation of pleasure, that is then also going to directly connect to that sensation of joy. Do you know what I
Yes.
mean? And so the as you become more aware of those things, then I won't say necessarily at your job you'll experience joy all the time, but it'll be something where you won't feel, it almost feels like the experience of the nature of your work won't lower your frequency so much, because you're going to be in this frequency of experiencing joy and pleasure in different ways. So then, you know what I mean? Like it won't bring you down so much because your frequency is already high up here.
Okay.
You know? Okay. So that's what I see happening. And then the other thing that they're showing me is that it'll also actually, like, it may surprise you, but you may find little things here and there at your job where you'll be like, oh, like, this is not bad. You know what I mean? Like, it'll help to shift perspective on certain things where before it might have felt like, ugh, this is annoying or whatever. And then now it's like, huh, like, that's, I enjoy this. Right. Or, you know what I mean? Like, little moments here and there kind of thing.
So that's, you know, that is amazing to me that I've been drawn, that those two things are connecting. And I was drawn to my sacral chakra. I didn't know why.
Yes. I love that. And you know, it's so cool because we have these energy centers that are there as ways to guide us. You know what I mean? So it's like your sacral was like, yes, like I want to lead you and guide you and support you with this. So.
Yeah, I love it. Thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely. You're welcome.
I guess I just had one other question.
What other questions? Yeah.
So I'm embarking on a journey of homeschooling my son. So he's going to start kindergarten. And just, you know, obviously with the career, I really want to do what's best for him. And I guess just some guidance around what I can do for him to be more present, anything around that. I know it's super vague, but it is a concern of mine that I'm going to have enough to give and enough creativity for that.
Yes. That's such a great question. So I really feel Archangel Michael actually is the one who's coming forward to guide you with this area of your life and also to guide your son. And so what he's showing me is the first thing that he's saying is trust in the process. So I do feel very much like you're going to be led through this, you know, kind of like as you're embarking on this journey and you're discovering what it means to be homeschooling, what that looks like. And also because what he's saying is that you're going to, like, at first it's about finding the rhythm. And it's about allowing yourself to almost look at it as like, I don't know, like an experiment, so to speak, you know, in the sense that you're trying different things and you're trying different ways and trying different schedules and seeing what flows best for you, for both of you, you know, for you in your schedule, for your son and how he learns and all the things, you know what I mean? And kind of allowing yourself to not, so what Archangel Michael is saying is like not to hold a certain like rigid expectation of this is how it needs to be, and more so of I'm willing and open to be guided to how this is meant to flow the best for us, you know, and to find that way. And so, like I said, to not be afraid to try different schedules or different ways of doing things or whatever as an experiment. To see, how is this going to work out? You know, like, I wonder if this is going to work if I do it this way or if we do it that way or whatever. And if it doesn't work or if it doesn't feel like it really connected, to not beat yourself up about it. You know what I mean? I feel like that's the biggest thing, is to not blame yourself or to kind of like, you know, bring yourself down. Like, I did it wrong or I messed up or this or this or this. You know, it's like, you're learning just as much as he is, and you know, in a different way, but like you're learning what the flow and what the how it's meant to work. But once you find it, you're going to be like, oh yeah, this is it, you know. And I actually feel like your sacral is going to like light up and be like, yes, this is the way, this is how it's meant to flow, and this is how it's going to work. And and then the other thing that I hear is that one of the biggest kind of like benefits, we'll call it, to this, like how you know, doing the homeschooling and that kind of thing, is that you get to really be in tune with your son's ebbs and flow. You know what I mean? So like, I mean, we're all human. We all have days when we wake up cranky or are going through stuff or the planets are aligning in a certain way and we're like, oh my God, I can't do this today. You know what I mean? And with the typical system, it's like, no, well, too bad. You got to go suck it up. Like, you got to go anyways. Whereas here, you really are giving both of you guys the opportunity to kind of ebb and flow with the energy as well. You know what I mean? So being aware of that too, I feel is going to be really powerful, because you get to empower yourself and him with this knowledge of, like, in this way of living life where, you know, if this is like a certain day where whatever, it's like, we just need to take care of ourselves and like forget whatever the lesson was supposed to be for today. Like, that in and of itself is an even more important lesson. So what I'm hearing from Archangel Michael is that not only is it just like, you know, the curriculum and like whatever the things are that he needs to learn or is like scheduled to learn, but also learning outside of that, of living life and being in tune. And I feel like there's going to be this, like, maybe not direct, like spiritual whatever conversation, maybe it is, but it is going to really help him to be in tune with himself and in tune with the divine and in tune with life in general, you know what I mean? Which is way more valuable, in my opinion, than any sort of like schooling education. Yeah. You know what I mean? Not that that school is not valuable, but you get what I'm saying, you know? So like, I really feel that. And so Archangel Michael's bring that perspective to you, for you to just be aware of, you know, there is a bigger picture here, and also like being proud of yourself for leading that, because that's not an easy thing to do. And it's not everyone has the ability to do that. So it's like, really, he's really like commending you and honoring you for taking that step. You know what I mean? Following that path, like, you were called to it, and he's like, yes, like, this Aww. Is amazing. You know what I mean?
That's so awesome. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you so much for that. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're welcome. And that it's going to be that,
yes,
that the ebbs and flows are going to happen, and it's okay.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And it's like, yeah, it doesn't matter who you are, how long you've lived, what knowledge you have, what wisdom. We are all subject to the humanness that we live. You know what I mean? It's like, no one is immune to that. We all go through it, and that's the ebbs and flows. And I think for the younger generation to be aware of that, like, you're raising a really empowered human. You know what I mean? That he gets to be aware of that from such a young age. That is like such a gift to the world.
Thank you
for doing that. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, thank you so much.
Awesome.
I don't have any other questions. Those were the three things that have really been on my mind lately.
Okay, great. Awesome. I'm so glad. So glad. It was so amazing to have you on here.
Thank you so much for coming on. Thank you. I'm so grateful.
Yeah.
And I love, again, Yay! I just have to throw this out there, that I just love the simplicity, you know, that the practices that you share are not, you know, I don't have to do anything crazy, or it's just a mindset, it's a visualization. And even though it sounds so simple, I feel like the rewards and just having that in your pocket of tools of things to do is amazing. So thank you so much for sharing that.
Absolutely. You're so welcome. And yeah, I mean, living, like, doesn't matter, you know, for anyone, like, what life you have, what responsibilities, like, we need to keep things simple. You know, life is already complicated as it is. So let's, you know, the spirituality part of it and the connection, the energetics of it gets to be simple. And I love that. And so happy to share that with you. So, yay. Awesome. Well, it was so great to have you on here. And for everyone who is tuning in, if you would like to share any comments below this episode today, let us know. Share some love with Jamie for being on here with us today. And once again, Jamie, thank you so much for being here. It was so amazing talking to you today. Yes, absolutely. So, as always, I'm sending you all so much love and angel blessings, and I will see you in the next episode. Bye. If you are someone who is seeking to be supported by the angels, to deepen your connection to the angels, to understand how to work with them in your everyday life, then I invite you to join me inside of my membership group called the Angels Guild, where we go deep in understanding how to connect with each of the archangels, understanding how they are here to support you and to guide you on your journey of growth, of connection, of living in your highest potential, opening up to your gifts, living in your truth, and being empowered in who you are. Join me inside of the Angels Guild. All of the details to join the membership are in the show notes below.